This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We give you behind-the-scenes access as Doug tells Daddy that he will not be in studio today.
When I was 15 years old, I lost my mother and my father in the same month. 12 brothers and sisters, I was the youngest one, but they were all looking up to me. Now, I wasn't ready yet either, but they needed me. Your team needs you tonight. You're the colonel. You're going to command your troops tonight. You understand? Yes. Twins right, 48-0 read.
Let's go. That's why we call him Big Daddy, and the guests know that it's
good to be on with the Big Daddy.
Also, I wonder what Doug said when Daddy asked about me talking on the show.
You don't need to hear him. He's unimportant.
Doug may be out of studio, but the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on, so let's kick it to Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
Matt comes up with a little new open flavor to start the Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, we got a jam-packed hour for you. I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to get right after it this morning. We're going to hear, first of all, from Emily Jones. You see her on Fox Sports Net. If you follow the Texas Rangers at all, she's a sideline reporter for the Texas Rangers. She's a sideline reporter for the Dallas Mavericks. She's all over. She is all over in the media in the Dallas market and does a fabulous job. We'd love to catch up with Emily, get her perspective on the Big 12, and get her thoughts on what's going to happen when Nebraska leaves. That is our Bruce Furniture sponsor, Big 12 update for you today. That is coming up for you shortly. About 20 after the hour, we're going to continue our high school football preview. Scott Porter, Blue Hill Bobcats head coach, will join us around 11:30. On Tuesday, the transmitter being down, we were able to catch up with a couple gals from the Kearney area. Kearney Tackles Cancer is a deal that goes on that's going on tonight. We're going to promote it a little bit again. We're going to hear from Danielle Bushcutter, Courtney Kostler, and their sponsor, Jessica Day, brought them in to get them a little coverage. That is a taped segment that we did on Tuesday. We shortened it up just a little bit. We're going to play it again here towards the bottom of the hour, and then towards the end of the show, Mike Perenio from Mandalay Bay, race and sports book director, set to join us, talk about some of the odds, talk about whether you got a question regarding MMA, like we've had one come in already, whether you've got a question regarding football. Shoot him the Dump Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We would love to pass along any question you have or give us a shout, 1-888-455-3776. That's 1-888-455-ESPN. Love to hear from you. Any questions you have for anybody, we would love to pass them on to our guests. We think we've got a great lineup for you today. Before we get to Emily Jones, though, a couple things. The Big 12 volleyball coaches poll came out, Nebraska receiving 9. First-place votes, Texas, 2 first-place votes. The Huskers predicted to win the Big 12 Conference to gain their 12th title, I believe. They would be going for their 12th title since the Big 12 was formed in about 1996 or right around there. So 4 players making that team, center Sydney Anderson, Caleb Banworth, Brooke Delano, and Hannah Wirth. The one problem when you look down this list is when you get to the newcomer of the year, you see Justine Young from Texas Tech. She's a junior college transfer. Maybe she's a wonderful player. Don't know much about young Justine. Great to have her as newcomer of the year. But doesn't Nebraska have the Pac-10 freshman setter of the year in Lauren Cook?
You would think.
Isn't that a punch right at Nebraska by not voting her over a junior college transfer? I would think it'd be pretty apparent who the newcomer of the year would be when you're voting for this. You've got the Pac-10 freshman setter of the year, freshman player of the year in the conference, Lauren Cook, coming from UCLA, transferring to Nebraska to play for her father. She's nowhere to be found. Don't we have a girl that's a freshman that's supposed to be as good as Pavin ever was in Brokehouse or I'm screwing up that name, but something like that. She's supposed to be as good as Sarah. That's what she's advertised at. But yet, the freshman player of the year is Molly Cricklow of Missouri. I believe that's coach's daughter. But, you know, preseason honors are what they are, whatever. I know the girls probably don't put as much stock into it as we do when we look at it. You know, whatever. That goes on. CBS College Sports will televise all four matches from the Runza AVCA Showcase, the season-opening volleyball event for the Nebraska volleyball team. So that's good to hear. On August 28th, Florida will face Iowa State at 2 o'clock with Nebraska to meet Kentucky at 4:30. Nebraska will play Florida, then we'll square off at 4:30 the next day. Both of those matches can be seen on NET as well. So good opportunity for this team to get some early exposure, and a great event should be had when those teams square off. So we're looking forward to that. 22 days till kickoff. Not sure much. When they shut down all access to the media yesterday, not much is known. So whatever. They're going to have 4 two-a-days in the next 2 weeks. So we should know a lot more. Hopefully the injury status. Hopefully you won't have any more broken legs like Mike Smith. Certainly don't want to hear that again, or things of that nature. They are going to begin play in roughly 5 minutes from the PGA Championship, we understand. So we will try and keep you updated on that leaderboard as well. Of course, big news of the day yesterday. No matter if he's shooting the worst round of his life, like he did four times last week in 18 over par, Tiger Woods miraculously shoots a one under par, and probably you give him a foot. The guy could have been 6 or 7 under real easily, one of those deals, but was not to be yesterday. Did birdie the 18th hole, which was the 9th hole of the day, so he started on the back 9. Very difficult hole, threw it to about 3.5-4 feet, ran in his birdie putt. So it's good to see Tiger get back out there and look like the Tiger of old, or at least a resemblance of the Tiger we're used to seeing. So that was a couple things. Hey, we'd love to hear from you, 888-455-3776. Like I said, we've got a jam-packed show. Any of your thoughts are appreciated. Shoot us at the Dem Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But right now, we are pleased to be joined, and we're going to go back for our Big 12 Media Days coverage. Like always, our exclusive sponsor, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. They want the price to be just right for you. That's not just the furniture, it's the entire experience. See them, whether you're in Hastings, whether you're in Kearney, whether you're in Holdridge, whether you're out west in Alliance, they've got the furniture that's right for you at Bruce Furniture.
Big 12 Media Days rolls on here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. And Daddy, one of our favorite guests to catch up with every year when we come down to Dallas, is the host of Big 12 Showcase, and Emily Jones. But she's so much more than that, busier than even you, actually.
Well, yeah, much busier than I. Texas Rangers, Dallas Mavericks. She does it all. It's not a season she takes off. You like hockey, too? Do they have you doing this?
I do. I dabble in Dallas Stars just a little bit, but not too much. My main focus during that time of year is the football / basketball. So mainly Mavericks, Big 12 sidelines for football, and then Texas Rangers during baseball season.
You know, exciting year for the Texas Rangers. Wonderful story. Can they hold up through the heat? That's what everybody wants to know. You're saying much more different clubhouse than you've ever seen in the past.
Well, it's a great clubhouse as far as the chemistry is concerned. The guys are very loose. They're laid back. It's a nice mix of older veteran guys with Michael Young, Vladimir Guerrero. Now you add a guy like Cliff Lee, who has playoff experience, as does Vlad Guerrero, Benji Molina, and then you throw in the young guys, the Neftali Feliz, who leads the American League in saves, Tommy Hunter, who's off to an 8-0 start after starting the season on the DL. you know, young guys like Elvis Andrews, who's going to be one of the most dynamic shortstops in baseball in a couple of years. He's already, you know, made the All-Star game this year. So it's a great mix of guys. Josh Hamilton, who, by the way, just might go ahead and win the MVP. I mean, he's having an unbelievable year. So it's a great mix of guys, chemistry-wise. They all get along great. They're playing good baseball, and where Texas used to win with the bats, they're winning now with pitching and defense and sprinkling in some offense here and there.
And they actually went out and made trades to help their team instead of getting rid of players like we've seen. And Cliff Lee comes in. How's that meshed so far?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, I've been in this clubhouse now for 6 years in this clubhouse, and I've seen some, you know, thin times for them. And Michael Young has been in that clubhouse for 10 years. He's been in the big leagues for 10 years with the Texas Rangers. And, you know, when I went into the clubhouse after they made that trade, he looked at me and he was like, finally, right? And he's like, yeah, finally we're on this side of one of these deals to where we're not, you know, getting rid of a big-name player like they did with Mark Teixeira a few years back and getting back prospects. They were the ones giving up prospects, which they're able to do because their farm system is so good and it's so deep. So they were able to bring in a guy like Cliff Lee, gave those guys an instant boost of confidence. He's totally rubbed off on the pitching staff as far as the way they're approaching things, working quicker, pounding the strike zone, you know, knowing what you can do and letting the defense work behind you.
You've mentioned working quicker. That must be something overall that they like to have a tempo to the madness on the mound and get after it a little bit and play to your speed instead of the batter's speed.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I guess, you know, as an observer of baseball and someone who obviously has never played it, especially at this level, to hear the things that guys talk about and the things that they find important, the things they emphasize. And to a man, when Tommy Hunter goes to the mound or when Cliff Lee goes to the mound, they talk about the pace and the tempo that they set, and it keeps them as a defense engaged. And I guess it only makes sense when you're playing for 3 hours in the heat that you alluded to. You need to work quick and be engaged, and it keeps defenses ready, and they appreciate that tempo. They appreciate the pace that's set so much that it keeps them engaged, and obviously it's translated into a lot of wins for this club.
Emily, obviously the Dallas Mavericks, everybody wants to know about Mark Cuban. Is he really as wonderful? They said the finest food, the finest china, everything is laid out. Is he that wonderful to the media?
Yeah, he is good. He's good to the, you know, I will say this about Mark, he is extremely accessible. You know, if you send him an email, he'll send you one back. He's very accessible, you know, will always answer questions, always wants to talk, is never afraid to back down from anything in any way. So that's definitely a plus on his part, dealing with him from a media perspective. And I think players appreciate playing for him because he is so passionate. He's willing to do whatever it takes to win. We're fortunate here in Dallas that we've got two of those as far as Jerry Jones and Mark Cuban are concerned. So I think the players who play for him do appreciate that. And, you know, he does make the setup quite nice for his players.
Emily Jones is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with Fox Sports and, of course, host a Big 12 Showcase. Before we get into the college football, how big is it that Dirk is staying in town?
Well, I think it had to happen. If that didn't happen, I shudder to think what next baseball or basketball season would have been like for me and all of Dallas. But, you know, Dirk is one of those guys. He doesn't have an agent. He wasn't really shopping around. I think he, you know, he took a hometown discount. He's taking less on his contract than what he could have made because he wants the flexibility to bring some more supporting cast members in for him. So I think for a small period of time we were a little bit nervous, but really I think everyone knew that in Dirk's heart he couldn't leave. He wouldn't leave here. He's just not that kind of player to go, you know, go somewhere strictly to win a championship. Now, with that being said, if it's 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, and this team still hasn't won, I wouldn't rule out him maybe giving it one last push, much like Karl Malone did when he went to the Lakers.
Emily Jones joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you by Bruce Furniture. When she's in the Tri-Cities, she shops at Bruce Furniture.
Of course
all
I do.
Her furniture needs. Emily, college football, everybody's got Nebraska in the north. I mean, literally, we've not heard one differing opinion on that. May come down to, well, Missouri plays in Lincoln, that's our deciding factor. But everybody's picking Nebraska. In the south, it's the Big Two and the rest. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, when I filled out my preseason you know, ballot, that's what I did. I mean, I had Nebraska at the top. I had Oklahoma at the top in the south. So until somebody, I mean, Nebraska clearly was the best team in the Big 12 North last season, and, you know, we're obviously, as you guys know, a second away from winning it all down here in Dallas. So I think that the team that Bo Pelini has put together and the way that they're playing football, if they can get a little bit of offense to go with that ridiculous lights out defense, that they're, you know, they have to be the favorite, and they, you know, they have no real, I don't want to say no real contenders, but they would definitely be a huge disappointment and a huge shock to me if Nebraska didn't win the Big 12 North. As far as the South is concerned, you know, until somebody knocks Texas and Oklahoma off of that spot, it's just hard to go with anybody else. The big question mark in my mind this season is the, you know, quarterback position has been one that's been pretty set over the last few years for both of those teams. Landry Jones obviously getting, you know, thrown into that position after the injury to Sam Bradford has got some seasoning, but there's still some questions regarding his play and how much he will be able to grow into that offense. In Texas, you've got, you know, Garrett Gilbert looks good in the national championship game, thrown in under some pretty stressful circumstances. So I think there are some wild cards in the South as far as Tech and A&M are concerned, but you know, until somebody knocks off Texas and Oklahoma, I just don't think there's any other way to dice that.
Well, let's talk about the school near and dear to your heart here on Texas Tech Day. They've got a new coach. What do you think of Tommy Tuberville? We've had plenty of discussions on the show that we know he's a great coach, but will his system be able to work at Texas Tech?
Well, I don't. From what he said, and you have to think that he'll, you know, hold up on his word, is that he's not going to change the offense too terribly much. They will run some more, which is, you know, kind of a given because Mike just didn't hardly run the football at all. But I think that Tommy is also a smart guy. He's a good coach. He knows the personnel that he's got. And even if he wanted to drastically change that offense, he doesn't have the personnel at this time to do it. It's not like he's going to line up in the I formation and run it 80% of the time. It's just he doesn't have the horses to do that. I'm not saying down the road he won't be able to do that at some point, but I think right now he knows what he's got. He knows the personnel and what they can do, and I think he'll play to those strengths. From all indications, I've only had a couple of conversations with him thus far since he's been at Texas Tech, but I've heard nothing but great things as far as how he's handled himself, the way he's approached things. I guess it's good to know that he's not afraid to say some things, as we've already seen him get fined, keeping the tradition of
really
Texas
didn't
Tech
think
football
it was that
coaches.
Big of a deal what he said, did you?
No, I didn't either, but everything's so sensitive as far as the Big 12 is concerned, and it will be, I would assume, for the remainder of this season until you know, everything plays out as it does. But I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but you know, Tommy's a more traditional coach. He says the more traditional things, handles himself in a more traditional way, which I guess is not saying much when you... I would be
Leach,
a traditional
yeah.
coach compared to Mike Leach. So I love Mike Leach. I love the things that he did for the Texas Tech program. I love the foundation that he built. But also, too, at the same time, you reach a certain point to where maybe your message isn't getting through, and maybe, you know, that a new, fresh voice will do good things for the players on that team.
You bring up Mike Leach. Since he's been gone, you were as close, really, as anybody was to him. Have you had any conversation, any communication with him since he's left?
Yeah, we talked kind of as everything was going down. We talked here and there, and then we've text messaged within the last couple weeks, just touching base, how things are going, how's family, different things like that, and he seems to be doing great.
He's in Key West.
In Key West, with his wife Sharon and their family, and doing good, and you know he's got something up his sleeve. I think he was at Oklahoma State for a little while, making the rounds over the summer, and he'll do some. He'll be back in football at some point in some capacity.
That's the school that keeps popping up. If Mike Gundy should struggle at all, that he would pop up at Oklahoma State.
Well, they've got enough former Tech coaches on that staff at this point. They've got Dana Holgerson is on their staff now. I think Cliff Kingsbury is also on the Oklahoma State staff, if I'm not mistaken. So they've got definitely a little Red Raider flavor in Stillwater.
But just another minute left with Emily Jones, Fox Sports Net. Were you afraid that there was not going to be a Big 12 showcase after maybe a year here?
Yeah, I was. You know, I was really sad. It was strange to see the way things all went down. You know, I'm glad to see that the Big 12 is still intact. I think the landscape of college football is going to change over the next few years. But I think maybe the changes that were going to be made if those six schools left for the Pac-10, it was almost just a little, it was too much too soon. But you have to think that every conference commissioner at this point is constantly working the phones, trying to figure out what's going on to where they don't get caught with their pants down, so to speak, and that they're on top of whatever it is, whether it's strengthening their conference or joining forces with another or however it's going to work. But you have to think that what happened over the summer has put every conference commissioner on guard as far as what they're going to do as far as their next move is concerned.
Emily, did Dan Beebe trust the wrong people for too long?
Well, I don't know that, and maybe that if that was a fault, maybe that was it that he did, that there was too much taking of words, which is sad that would be considered a fault or a downfall. But you know, I think that he's learned from it. I think he did an admirable job of putting things back together or getting things in place to where they can at least move forward for the time being. So. But we have not seen the last of the changes in college football, that's for sure.
Well, Emily, we'll let you get back to your job. Always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be looking for you on the sidelines and at the Rangers game.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Emily.
Hey, our Big 12 preview rolls on. Emily Jones, Fox Sportsnet. Very, very beautiful, very, very talented lady. Gives you your updates, and if you're watching Texas Rangers, if you're following them down the stretch, you'll see Emily all over the sidelines. Brought to you by Bruce Furniture, the exclusive sponsor of Doug and Daddy at the Big 12 Media Days. Great to have Bruce Furniture on board. Hey, taking you up to the lunch hour, I want to remind you, the lunch buffet is served 11 to 2, 7 days a week, only for $6.50. That's only $6.50. That includes salad bar, Godfather's Pizza and Carney. Dine in or call 234-9444. They're located in the Archway Plaza. You find Complete Nutrition, you take a left. Corner of the Archway Plaza, there they are. Full catering services, room for private parties. New extended hours, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11, with delivery every day during store hours. Plus, you got TVs there. Got ESPN on them all day long while you eat your pizza, while you eat your calzones. Get it what you want. Humble Pie happens to be my favorite. I trade in the hamburger for the sausage on the Humble Pie. That's just what I do. You can do whatever you want. Try out the Crane Game. Play some great music. Let you feel. You get in the mood a little bit while you're waiting for your pizza. Great opportunity to get the kid a stuffed animal in the Crane Game. Godfather's Pizza, 234-9444. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah.
Back Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Doug out on a Friday. We're just sitting in for Doug. We got a jam-packed show. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, race and sportsbook director coming up about 45 past the hour, taking you up to the lunch hour. So looking forward to that. You got a question for Mike? You want the odds on your favorite NFL team out there? Give Merritt a call, 888-455-3776. Shoot us an email, Dem Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, we're rolling along on our, we've done Big 12 preview, taking you to the football season. We get into football talk at the high school level as well. Today we are previewing the Blue Hill Bobcats that wrapped up last season, 9-1 record on the year. We're pleased to be joined by Scott Porter, their head coach, right now. Coach, good morning. Thanks so much for giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning to you guys, and thanks for having me.
Coach, Blue Hill Bobcat football, you guys have been on such an incredible run the last 5 or 6 years. The excitement's got to be high again this season.
Yeah, it is. It's great to finally have practices going and the first week over with, and we're pretty excited to see what this season holds for us.
Well, it should be pretty good. Anytime you see Famans, Thramers, and Krugers, you've got to be excited as a coach.
Yeah, it's nice to have, especially Jared and Matt coming back, and it doesn't hurt, like you said, to have Famans on the teams, and you throw in some co-metchers, and you usually have a pretty salty team.
You know, four starters return on your offensive line, including senior tackles Matt Thramer at 210 pounds, Kelly Famin, only 170 pounds, but his last name says enough. Your guards return in Bunner at 235 and Jeremiah Krueger also at 235. Offensive line looks awfully strong.
Yeah, we're planning on those four, and whoever decides to step in as the fifth member of the offensive line, they're going to be our foundation for the offense this year. Last year we had all five starting linemen were new with the new offense we put in, and they progressed during the season, but this year we're expecting much better things from them to come.
Scott Porter from Blue Hill Bobcats head coach joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, you got to replace your quarterback in Chad Hastings. Senior Derek Poe and junior Kyle Manns are both competing for that job. Does one of them have the edge at this point?
After the first week, they're about the same as it was during camp at the end of July. So, they both have their positives, and the fortunate thing for us is that they both have experience with the injury due to Chad Hastings last year. So, whichever one decides to step up and be the leader on the offense, we'll have 100% confidence in either one of them.
Does your offense change according to what quarterback you have in there at all?
No, not really. I mean, Kyle's a little bit better runner than Derek, and then vice versa. Derek's a little bit better, more efficient passer. So, we try to get the same amount of reps to both of them, and, so we don't skip a beat with either one of them at the helm.
Always been more of a power running football team. I assume that's what you want to do this year. You care to loosen it up a little bit and throw the ball around the yard?
Well, last year was a new territory for us, as much as we did throw the ball around, and we're hoping that with the experience that the O-line gained last year, that we can kind of go back to our power running attack with a different look than what it has been the last, the previous 4 years for sure. So, we're kind of leaning towards wanting to get back to the running style that we've had and then still have the opportunity to pass when we needed to.
Scott, was that just a dimension you thought of before the year last year that you had to have to this team to get people out of the box a little bit against you?
Well, the biggest reason for changing what we were doing, we're running out of kids is that we feel that can play tight end for us, and we didn't really have the stereotypical type fullback, so we were just felt this system fit our personnel and gave the kids a better chance to have a successful season.
Scott, we've changed sides of the ball on you a little bit. You get five starters back from last year's team, kind of scattered around. It's not like everybody's back on the defensive line or all your linebackers are back. But you get five. You got half your team back there. What are you seeing? Who's going to step in and fill those other six positions?
Well, you know, our secondary overall I feel will be the strongest part of the defense. We've got a lot of kids that had experience last year, and it should be a good competition to see what three step up and win those battles. Linebacker position, you know, we got two kids that started, and the other two, you know, were in the same situation. We had kids have gained experience last year. Defensive tackle-wise, you know, that's probably the most depth we have defensively. And then defensive ends, you know, it's going to be a battle there too. And the biggest thing we got going is, you know, all the kids that have a chance to step up and start have varsity experience.
Well, that's certainly good news. Obviously, you've got to fill the shoes of Riley Boniface, who did an amazing job both sides of the ball. Who's going to have to step into his shoes?
You know, I'm looking that running the defense will be Kelly Fayman. He played beside Riley last year at the other inside position, and, you know, we're looking for big things from two of our sophomores, Garrett Sharp and Chase Hoffenberg, to be leaders there too.
Fair enough. It's kind of, you know, kind of had that dual threat last year. You know, Riley picks up just shy of 1,000 yards, but you get your Jared Kruger back, a running back also, who had 862 yards. So that's kind of a nice tandem to have. Do you got somebody else at running back besides Jared to even that up a little bit?
We've got three guys. We got Trent Kometcher, who'll be a junior, that's battling for the other running back, along with Shane Fayman and Shane Kometcher. So, you know, offensively, in the 6 years I've been here, this is probably the most, competition that we have is in certain positions, especially the running back position.
Well, that's good news if you're a Bobcat fan out there. Scott, before we let you get out of here, maybe a quick comment on that schedule and preview that District 8 for us a little bit.
You know, we, out of the eight teams, we're playing three teams that we've faced before, and, you know, we have five new opponents, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. And, you know, our district will be completely new, and just looking forward and excited to play these new teams and see how well we stack up in the 10th season.
Hey, Scott, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great weekend, and keep the boys healthy.
All right. Thanks again.
Scott Porter, Blue Hill Bobcats head coach, are coming off a 9-1 record. You know what? They had the state title in 2008. Blue Hill, they've won 16 playoff games in 4 years. Not many schools across the state can say that. You look at the new district he was referring to, Kearney Catholic, Ravenna, Wood River, and then Southern Valley, in addition to that, District 8 in Class C2. Should be a very, very interesting year, and I'm sure they're looking forward to football again in Blue Hill. I know that town is just comes alive in the fall with what this team's been able to do the last few years. We got to take a short break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, we don't have to take a short break.
Something comes alive in the fall.
Oh, that's right. BLT time at Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, the steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days. If you're looking for something to grill out this weekend, hey, Labor Day's coming up. Perfect opportunity to check out Troutman's and all the great meat department. Hey, maybe you're looking for some seafood. They've got that as well. Troutman's Quality Meats. They've got sauces and seasonings. Try the butt rub. Oh, so good. Perfect, perfect. If you're one of those slow-cooking guys that wants to start early in the morning, they've got all the rubs, all the great sauces, all the seasonings you need. Troutman's Quality Meats, plus fresh sausage out of the smokehouse, Italian sausage, Polish sausage. They've got it all. Why not grill it on the Green Mountain Grill? Ask Kerry about the Green Mountain Grill. Kerry's got one. He just talks raves about it every time you mention it. Hey, plus domestic and imported wines to choose from, including Nebraska wines. Max Creek Wines, the new Nebraska wine from Superior, Nebraska, now available. Superior States Wines, cold beer as well. Pick all your grilling needs. Maybe you need to throw something in the tackle box. Maybe you need to throw something in the cooler for the round of golf. Snack sticks available, jerky available. Hey, They'll vacuum seal it for you, throw it right in the cooler, and head to the lake. Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore. T-Bone's waiting for you out front.
AutoZone. Get your car fired up for summer with a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
New spark plugs are a great way to get better gas mileage and performance. Right now at AutoZone, you can save $1.25 per plug after mail-in rebate on long-lasting Autolite Platinum spark plugs. Limit 16. See store for details. Make sure your car can beat the heat. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you and everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated chance for a shower storm, mainly through midday with high temperatures of around 90. Winds shift to the northwest at 10 to 15. Then skies stay partly cloudy tonight with a low at 65. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with Mike Perenio. Coming up live from the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook. Hey, you got a favorite team out there? You want to? Gosh, I wonder what the odds are. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. If you're a, you know, maybe you're a Houston Texans fan. I don't know. You know, throw out your team. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan. You still think they're going to make a run towards the World Series. Mike Perenio can answer all those questions. Shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com or 1-888-455-3776. Hey, we're going to hear shortly from three young ladies. Well, Jessica Day is a sponsor. She brought in Daniel Bushcutter from Kearney Catholic, Courtney Kosler from Kearney High. Kearney Tackles Cancer is an event that went on last year, and they're going to do it again this year, and we're looking forward to that, and that we're going to hear from them very, very shortly. Before we get to that, though, the 2010 Athletic Hall of Fame class has just been announced. Five individuals will be inducted into the Nebraska Kearney Athletic Hall of Fame during homecoming ceremonies October 1st and 2nd. The new inductees are athletes Darcy Berry, who, of course, is a basketball player. She won four RMAC regular season titles, qualified for the NCAA tournament all 4 years, advanced to the Elite Eight in three of those seasons, national runners-up in 1999. John Gustafson, he was a first-team NAIA All-American defensive end football player in 1984, honorable mention All-American selection in 1983. Congratulations to John. Meg Gross-Minton. She was one of the pioneers. Basically got the tennis team started. She played number one singles and number one doubles all 4 years. So awesome to have her in the Hall of Fame class. And then they're going to recognize former athletic director, men's golf coach Dick Buechner, who is, you know, can't believe, you know, probably has should have been in long before this. I know they want him to wind down his career, which he just did a year ago, but he's been involved with UNK Athletics for so many years. Athletic director, they moved on, the golf coach, on and on, fundraising efforts. He made the transition from NAIA to Division II. And then former wrestling coach Jack Ramey will also be inducted. Of course, during Jack's tenure, he coached 22 All-Americans, two of whom were undefeated during the regular season. National place winners in all 17 years he was head coach. He continued to serve as an assistant for 1993. So some great honors go out to these five individuals. Congratulations to all of them. And hopefully that'll be a wonderful, wonderful weekend to see see them back in the community of Kearney.
Daddy, what's going on here?
Well, we've got a couple young ladies from the high school in to talk about an event that started a year ago, and it's a local deal that started, Kearney Tackles Cancer. All the money stays right here in the area, going to families affected by this terrible disease. And you know what? It's pretty apparent. All of us know it's going to be affected by this damn disease we call cancer, and we want to eliminate it. And these two young ladies are heading. Are you the heads? Or what are you guys? Are you like the president, vice president?
I wish. No, we're just helping out with it. There's a ton of people helping. Quite a few from Kearney High and some from Kearney Catholic, and then UNK is on board with it too.
That is something new for this year, UNK, yeah. Where UNK jumped on board. So it's going to be an exciting first week of the sports season.
Yep.
Of which T-shirts are being sold?
Yep, we actually have a campaign kickoff event, which is this Friday from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Harmon Activity Center. And we're going to be selling T-shirts there. There's pink and green. And
huh, I wonder why that would be.
we're going to be selling all the T-shirts there. And they are for the games the weekend of September 17th and 18th. Because both Kearney High, UNK, and Kearney Catholic all have home games.
Now, with us in studio is Danielle Bushcutter and Courtney Kostler. And last year, Kearney High did their thing. Kearney Catholic did their thing. Courtney, how did you guys come together to kind of share in the big event this year?
Well, Kearney High kind of just wanted a bigger goal. And since Kearney Catholic did it separate last year, we figured, why not make it a community-wide event? And I don't know. We've gotten so many volunteers and a lot more donations this way.
And Daddy, last year, the first year, huge success at Kearney High, and it trickled onto Kearney Catholic. It was very good the first year.
Yeah, I think, you know, it started out being one of those, well, we're going to try and beat North Platte. I believe North Platte was the first town in this area to do this, and then we kind of copied their idea, and it got up to 10,000. Then, well, we had to scratch that goal off because we met that early in the week. Then it became 15,000, and then it was 20,000 with about 4 days to go, and fell just shy of that with 19,000 some. And so the new goal was set this year with UNK on board at what, ladies?
$25,000.
That's a hefty goal. That's a hefty goal. And again, I don't think we can overemphasize that this was really the idea of the high school kids last year and one of the projects that they put on. This wasn't a class. This wasn't something the teacher said, hey, I need you guys to figure something out to help the community. This was something that the kids took part in. So what are some of the things that maybe are different this year, or are you just kind of sticking to the same game plan, Danny?
The big difference this year is the barbecue, because we really went around to a ton of businesses in Kearney, and we got donations from about 75 different businesses. And we're having a silent auction at this barbecue. We got all the food donated. We're having a raffle. There's a big screen TV. It's a 42-inch flat screen TV that we got from Russell's. And there's a couple Husker tickets that we're doing our raffle for. And that's the huge difference. And I think it'll really make a lot of money for the Cancer Center, because everything that is there was donated by local families and businesses.
Okay, if somebody wants a T-shirt,
yep,
and Friday night, you know what, we're going to go out of town because we got to get it this weekend out of the way before school starts, what do they do? Who do they contact?
You can contact the Cancer Center, or we're going to be selling them through the schools. We're going to do through the elementary schools, through the middle schools, and through both high schools. And we're also going to be trying to sell T-shirts through UNK. So if you want a T-shirt, you can always get them through one of the schools once school starts.
Courtney, again, kind of emphasize, we touched on it just a little bit, but where the money goes that everybody raises during this big weekend.
It's not like most cancer campaigns. All of our money goes to local patients to help them with just basic necessities. It doesn't go to any cancer equipment, any research. It strictly goes to the families within the Kearney community.
What an awesome deal. Stays right here, benefits people that are in need. And you know what? Couldn't be a better time to do this. Let's add one more thing to this fall sports season. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got so much going on already. Hey, this is just something that goes with it, but a great opportunity to get out to you and help your neighbors out.
Again, it's Kearney Tackles Cancer. The campaign kickoff event is this Friday night from 6 to 8:30. And where's this going on again, Giles?
It is at the Kearney Harmon Activities Center, and there's going to be live music there. Lanny Fuller and Ashton Jackson are going to come down.
Alan's son, Ashton.
Yes. And there's going to be kids' games, and tickets are $10, but elementary school kids do get in free, so that's an added bonus.
And again, this $10 includes the meal. You get a raffle ticket, and Kearney Tackles Cancer Weekend will then be September 17th and 18th. Kearney and Kearney Catholic are home on the 17th. UNK is home on the 18th. T-shirts are only $10 to help show support. And boy, what a sight it was last year, Tony, when everybody was decked out in their T-shirts, pink at Kearney High, and I believe it was green over at Kearney Catholic.
There you have it, folks. That was something we caught up with the girls on Tuesday. I believe our transmitter was down. We wanted to hit that again. A great event. Kearney Tackles Cancer going on tonight in Harmon Park. Hey, we're taking you up to the lunch hour. I want to remind you, the chicken coop. There's not a bad seat in the house. Plus, PGA Championship coverage. Hey, it starts at noon. Why don't you go to the chicken coop? Check it out. Perfect opportunity to do that at the chicken coop. Great food, great drink specials every night. Plus, you can catch all the Husker games at the Chicken Coop. Mondays, don't forget bull fries and french fries, only $5.99, 5 to 10 p.m. Boneless chicken wing night for only 40 cents. Choose any of the 13 wing flavors every Monday night, 5 to 10 p.m. Wednesday's Big Burger Night. Hey, every night they got something going on. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Hey, it's new on the menu, the walleye dinner. Broiled walleye filet seasoned with your choice, Cajun, lemon pepper, or your choice of wing sauce on it, plus two chicken coop sides. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Hey, we'll be back with Mike Perini after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Who let the dogs out? Builders.
Hey, this is Scott to tell you about the Dog Days of Summer event this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. We're raising money for the Humane Society, plus having lots of doggone fun. Bring in your dog for a bath or get a pet photo taken. Or be here at noon to see canine cops Vader, Bruno, and Frank. And at 1, we'll start the dachshund races. See details at buildersne.com. It's all to raise money for the Kearney Humane Society this Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where we do the Dog Days best.
Does it best.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way.
Doug and Daddy Show back with you. Want to remind you that this Saturday, KKPR will be at Builders. Dog days of summer. Maybe you need to take care of your dog. You need to treat the dog well, too, in the summer, don't you?
Cool it off.
I know, and they're going to do that. There's going to be free dog washes with a free will donation, so give the kids a little extra money so they wash the dog. You don't have to do it. You don't have to get all messy and dirty. That's kind of nice. If you have any questions, the Cottonwood Vet Clinic is going to be there. They'll handle your questions. The Nebraska State Patrol is showing off their canine officers, getting those dogs out there, everything. And then at 1 o'clock, they're going to have the Dachshund races, so you can get ready for that, you know.
That's wiener dogs, right?
Yeah. We're gonna be there. The prize machine's gonna be there. You can get out there, have some good time, and you know, maybe win at the prize machine, maybe win in the races.
I'll tell you what, I wonder if Mike Perenia's got odds on those dog races going on at Builder's Warehouse tomorrow. Mike joins us right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, how are you this morning? And do you have those odds?
No, we don't carry those odds. I'm sorry about that. I'm a little disturbed about that whole thing, actually.
Oh, Mike, it's been a while since we've caught up with you. Is this been the slow time of the summer, the dog days of the summer, till football starts up?
Now the preseason's at least going. It's actually pretty busy out here, and it's summertime, so we get a lot of travelers from California coming out on a weekly basis, but. It's going to start picking up pretty big here in a few weeks, and then we'll be going full bore, especially the first 2 weeks seem to be the best as far as people coming out. They seem to want, they can't wait for the week one and two, and then it goes slowly down from there as people, stay home maybe and watch the game instead of coming to Vegas. But we hope they come out all year long, make some money, and have some fun out here.
Mike, you're telling me people get crazy about NFL preseason football?
Not crazy, but we definitely have action on it, and people are even betting half times, and when there's nothing else, there's nothing wrong with preseason.
Well, there you go. You can catch it all at Mandalay Bay. Hey, we got a question here from Russ. He chimes in. Do you have odds on the Lesnar Velasquez fight yet in MMA?
No, not yet. That fight's not up yet. I'm sure Lesnar will be pretty good favorite in that, and boxing, we had a big boxing match on the 31st out here, and it was a pretty good time. I want to invite too anybody that's in your listening audience to come out here. I'll take care of them if they want to come out and watch a NFL and college weekend. Come out here, get them some reserved seats. If they get a hold of me through our website at mandalay.com, there's a link to me on there. They can email me, and unless 5,000 people call me all in the same week, I should be able to help them out with some reserve seating. And as always, you can drink free on me if you're from Nebraska out here.
Hey, we appreciate that. And since we only have 17 listeners, I don't think you have to worry about that, Mike.
Yeah, I saw you lost your partner this week.
Oh, you go to one of those conventions. He heard there were free booze, so he had to show up.
Well, I would have filled it if you would have called.
Hey, we appreciate that as always. Hey, Mike, do you put up over-under on college wins, or is that something of that very few places do that anymore? Odds to win the national title, that, of course, I'm assuming is up.
Yeah, we've got the odds to win the national title and also regular season wins. It's something we do more and more each year. The first few years we only put out 10 or so, you know, over-unders on the wins, and now we've got about 30 of them. And there's some, you know, Oklahoma's 10.5, so if you want to bet Oklahoma, they have to win every regular season game or you don't win. It's regular season wins, doesn't include, you know, the conference championship or bowl games, and they're sitting at 10.5, believe it or not. So looks like people think they're going to win every game.
What would you find our Nebraska Cornhuskers at?
Nebraska's 9.5, and we've gotten some action on that because actually the over is minus 150 right now.
Ooh.
Plus 130 if you take under 9.5, and I think that has a lot to do with their schedule this year. Although maybe since they've left the conference, there's going to be some teams shooting for them. I don't know if that they care about that or not out there as far as making that a game on their schedule to get a shot to beat Nebraska.
I'm sure when they go on the road, though, they will face some hostile times, especially Oklahoma State, Texas A&M. Those look to be two road games. The Huskers will have to pass tests if they are going to want to go where they feel they can go. Other Big 12 teams like a Texas up there.
Yeah, we've the Texas, I think they put that line up at 10. Yeah, 10. And right now the under's favored, so we've had some action on the under. There's another one where they pretty much going to win every game. And what I kind of like is Iowa. You know, they're 9. Their schedule's pretty easy. I kind of think Iowa. And right now that's even a dog plus 125 on the over 9 wins for Iowa. I think they've got a pretty good chance of winning 10. In the regular season. They might go a long way this year.
Now, do people pay more attention to these over-unders, or are there people out there just betting on their team to win the national title?
It's more and more people like the over-unders, but it's still, I'd say, you know, 4-1 or 5-1 even, maybe even 6-1 bets on just to win it all. You know, it's for the average bettor that comes out here, it's a little complicated, the regular season wins. They haven't done that much research. Some people that, you know, bet these to win at all really don't even know how many regular season games their teams are playing.
Right.
So it's tough for them to bet the over-under unless they know that. And if they don't know it, we welcome them to bet that.
What would you find the Nebraska Cornhuskers to win the national title, and where are they at in the pecking order of that?
You know what, Nebraska's right now is 8-1. they opened up at 12-1, but they're 8-1, and you know that's going to be in the top 4 or 5 odds to win it all. I mean, Ohio State's 19-5, so you're not quite getting 3-1. Alabama's 9-2, Texas is 6-1, and then Boise State, believe it or not, is about 5.5-1, and then Nebraska's right behind with Florida, which is 5-1. So that's Iowa's same as Nebraska, 8-1. So, you know, there's a lot of respect out there, at least from the betting public, on Nebraska. And when Nebraska's odds drop, that it's probably a pretty good sign because there's a lot of people don't bet Nebraska. There's people in California we get odds on. People come from California to bet USC, UCLA,
right?
Just because that's where our people come from on weekends when they drive in. So 8-1 is a pretty significant low odd for Nebraska, which indicates to me that they probably have got a pretty good chance of winning quite a few games.
Now, Mike, tell me I'm nuts on this, but if you like Oklahoma at over 10.5 wins, the odds on them to win the national title, you have not brought them up, so they must be over 8-1. I would rather have those odds.
Yeah, Oklahoma's because like I said, they've got doesn't include the championship game, but
right.
Get them at 10-1 right now. And, you know, then you got to win the championship game. And then you can always, if they win that, you can always do something to hedge your bet when you get to the national title game. Just to be honest, a lot of these future bets, when we hold your money for, you know, 4 months or in some cases longer, because you can bet the NBA championship right now, you know, we get to hold it till next June, almost the end of next June.
Right.
You're better off not playing those kind of odds, generally speaking. especially if you can come to town often. The advantage of betting those is if you're here on a trip, you can bet it and have the wager in. That's the only advantage.
Right on. Mike Perennio, Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook manager, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We catch up with Mike periodically throughout the year, especially when big events are coming up. I guess the football season, some people in Nebraska get so crazed about Nebraska football and Big 12 football, and they're so into that. Where here, the NFL takes a back seat. In Vegas, it's completely the opposite, and if you've ever been out there on a Saturday and Sunday, it's just a different atmosphere. Sunday's really your monster days.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, college football, the nice thing about college football is that it's all throughout the day from sometimes 8 in the morning out here till there's a Hawaii game at 9 o'clock. So we have a lot of people winning, betting back. There's a lot of stuff you can do all day long. NFL, typically, you've got the two main times and then the late game on Sunday night and a supposed bailout on Monday. But you're right. NFL is crazy. The only college sport that gets close to NFL is when March Madness and basketball comes, and that's just because of the way the tournament's set up. If they'd ever have a college football tournament, I would think that the bowl game set up as a tournament for a national championship, I think you would see interest at the level of the NFL for something like that. But that's just a pipe dream right now.
Mike, a couple things. We've had a couple emails. This comes from Ted. Wants to know, what are the odds on the Baltimore Ravens and what are the odds on the Carolina Panthers? I'm assuming you watched both those teams last night.
Yeah, the rainstorm kind of made that game kind of interesting. I guess it's better than snowstorm, but those are definitely strange preseason games. Looks like the under's hitting quite a bit on these preseason games, especially except for the Patriots game last night. But Baltimore, you're looking, they've got a pretty good chance right now. The odds right now are fluctuating 10-1, anywhere from 12 to 10-1. We're kind of holding off on that Viking line.
yeah.
See when Favre's actually coming back, which wouldn't surprise me.
No, you can't in the Panthers?
Yeah, Carol, he's supposed to make some announcement about seeing his ankle doctor, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him, unless they're winning every game, at least show up halfway through the season, if not sooner. Carolina right now, you can get pretty good odds on. Their quarterback situation may fluctuate this year, depending on how quick a start they have, but you can get 30-1 on Carolina.
Hey, cool. Appreciate it, Mike. We'll catch up with you again, I'm sure, here in the next month or so. We appreciate the time, as always, and we'll try and steer our people your way at Mandalay Bay. I know you got some great shows and stuff going on for the people that, if they don't want to sit in the sports book all day, I know you can take care of them out there, and some great restaurants as well at Mandalay Bay. What's going on out there right now?
Oh, just a little thing we call the Miss Universe pageant. I've actually got some girls in my office right now that are waiting to see me. Miss Universe pageant's Monday, August 23rd. We've had several events in the casino out here with the girls. They're great. They work with us. They meet the public. It's the first time I've been experienced what the Miss Universe is all about. And I think about all of them are 6'3", I think. It's amazing. It's a great show to have here, and we're looking forward to it. And then, of course, we're getting ready for the football season, and I appreciate you inviting people out here. It's definitely a fun time to come out for a football weekend.
Hey, are you getting any numbers from those ladies?
Yeah, but they're all they're international numbers. I don't know how to dial those. You remember, I'm from Nebraska. I don't know how to dial international numbers.
They give you 18 numbers and say, here, call me.
Yeah, I think one of the numbers started with a B. Maybe they're just pulling my leg.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
Oh, Mike Perennio. Always have a lot of good times with Mike. Hey, if you're ever out there, we've sent people out there. He's a man of his word. He takes care of the Nebraska folk. He played high school football for Frank Solich at Lincoln Southeast. And we just got to know him by going out there. And he's a regular guest here throughout the fall and winter months. So when you get basketball up and then things going there. So pretty interesting. Oklahoma 10.5. If you think they're going to go undefeated, there's a bet for you. Hey, we want to thank Scott Porter, Blue Hill Bobcats head coach. We want to thank the lovely ladies for coming in. Jessica Day, Courtney Kosler, Danielle Bushcutter for talking about Kearney Tackles Cancer going on tonight. We also thank Mike Perennio from the Mandalay Racing Sportsbook and Emily Jones from Fox Sports Net. We're going to recap the weekend in sports. Football practice continues. A lot more going on this weekend. We're cranking it up. Doug and Daddy's show right here. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We look forward to seeing you Monday. 1460's back up running. 1550's remained on. Hey, it's getting fired up. We're getting fired up. We're going to talk a lot more Husker football next week right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.